The Death of a Government Clerk by Anton Chekhov. Read by David Drummond. One fine evening, a no less fine government clerk called Ivan Dmitrich Chervyakov was sitting in the second row of the stalls, gazing through an opera glass at the Cloche de Corneville. He gazed and felt at the acme of bliss. But suddenly, in stories one so often meets with this "but suddenly," the authors are right, life is so full of surprises. But suddenly, his face puckered up, his eyes disappeared, his breathing was arrested. He took the opera glass from his eyes, bent over, and "Achee!" He sneezed, as you perceive. It is not reprehensible for anyone to sneeze anywhere. Peasants sneeze, and so do police superintendents, and sometimes even privy councillors. All men sneeze. Chervyakov was not in the least confused. He wiped his face with his handkerchief, and, like a polite man, looked round to see whether he had disturbed anyone by his sneezing. But then he was overcome with confusion. He saw that an old gentleman sitting in front of him in the first row of the stalls was carefully wiping his bald head and his neck with his glove, and muttering something to himself. In the old gentleman, Chervyakov recognized Brizolov, a civilian general serving in the Department of Transport. "I have spattered him," thought Chervyakov. "He is not the head of my department, but still it is awkward. I must apologize." Chervyakov gave a cough, bent his whole person forward, and whispered in the general's ear, "Pardon, Your Excellency, I spattered you accidentally."
"Never mind, never mind."
"Oh, for goodness sake, excuse me."